Welcome. Today we're digging into simple, practical BOSS processing for drum and bass in Ableton Live. This lesson is aimed at beginners who want their drums and bass to sit together like a pro mix, punchy, tight, and heavy without sounding muddy. We'll use only stock Ableton devices, and a few workflows you can apply right now. Tempo for the examples is 174 BPM, a common D&B pace. First, what you'll end up with, a drum bus that glues kicks, snares, and percussion together, a bass bus that keeps subs tight and adds grit, one or two return tracks for parallel compression and a short reverb or delay, and a lightweight master checklist so your session stays clean. By the end, you should be able to render a focused 8-bar loop that translates on phones and speakers. Let's walk through this step by step. Start by setting up your session. Load a drum kit or samples and a bass synth or sample. Then set the project to 174 BPM. Select all your drum tracks, kick, snare, hats, rides, percussion. Right-click and group them into a drum bus. Rename the group to drum bus. Do the same with your bass elements. Group the sub and any mid-top layers into a bass bus. Create two return tracks if needed. Return A will be for parallel compression and return B for a short plate or room reverb, and maybe a little delay for snare depth. Basic gain staging matters. Aim to keep individual channels peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB on their channel meters. Your drum bus should sit around minus 6 to minus 3 dB and the bass bus around minus 6 dB. Keep the master around minus 6 to minus 3 dB while you mix so your processing behaves predictably. Now the drum bus chain. Place devices on the drum bus in this order, utility first, then EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, and a final EQ8 for surgical cleanup. Use utility to control group gain and to flip polarity if you hear cancellations. Leave gain at 0 to start. In EQ8, put a high pass at roughly 30 to 40 Hz with a gentle 12 dB per octave slope to remove an audible sub-rumble. Optionally, add a small shelf boost of 1 to 2 and a half dB around 3 to 6 kHz for presence. Next, load Ableton's drum bus. This is Creative Glue. Set drive around 2 to 4, boom 0 to 3 if you want extra low thump, transient 3 to 6 to add sap to snares, and start the dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. After drum bus, use a glue compressor with a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Set attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds so transients still come through. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds or use auto. Adjust the threshold so you get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on typical hits. Add a little saturator after that. Drive 1 to 3 dB in soft clip mode with dry slash wet around 10 to 30%, just to add harmonics. Finish with another EQ8 for any mid-mud cuts. If you hear boxy 200 to 500 Hz energy, pull a narrow cut of 1 to 3 dB. A slight high shelf at around 8 kHz can also open the hats if needed. Parallel compression is huge for punch. On return A, create a track named Parcomp. This audio version is shortened for playback.